This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Usually around now, I'd say, here's the phone number, give me a call. But today I am recording this prior. I have a bunch of stuff going on where I'm going to be spending the weekend with my three daughters while my wife goes and celebrates a friend's birthday. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity to just hang out with all three girls and have a girls and dad weekend. But I didn't want to leave you guys in a, you know, looking to hear something from a previous broadcast. I want to give you more information, something timely, right? Trying to give you that live info that you could still use and not say, oh, I've already heard this one. So that's what we're doing today. I appreciate everybody who has emailed me with some questions. I've started to answer a few of those. I don't have as many this time, right? But I do have some great information that we should be discussing this time of year. Now, if you were listening to the previous hour, I was actually talking about, leaving the leaves and pollinators. That's what I really wanted to start discussing, right? And saying, hey, we should be thinking about this. Because it's that time of year. The leaves are going to start to fall if they haven't already, which they have. And you're going to start seeing people talk about leave the leaves or do this for the pollinators. What should I do? So I want to talk about it so you can understand it if you've never heard it before. And so that if you do start hearing it, you can actually say, oh, that makes sense. So this theme of leave the leaves in your garden has been around for a while, but it's just becoming more popular because it is something that is really organic, right? You can't call it organic. It's interesting. We can go into that another time, but organic, the terms are can go all the way to what the if you used fertilizer before, if it was organic or not. So we can't say that the leaves are organic per se, but we can say that it is an organic type way. Now, what happens, right? The leaves that fall, they form a natural mulch that can eventually help suppress weeds and will slightly fertilize the soil that's on there. You're going to need a lot of leaves, and they're going to need to break down a lot to really give you a lot of fertilizer, but there's something. Right? It's giving something, and you're not paying for it. You're not going to the garden center and buying a fertilizer, right? But I will say, it's not enough. It's not enough fertilizer, so we're still going to need to fertilize. What else does it do? Well, it's a wildlife habitat. Leaves like this will actually provide shelter, food, nesting materials, depending upon what it is, and it can help them over winter. Now, one thing that, you kind of think about like the, rabbits, chipmunks, squirrels, mice, all those things. But one thing that, did you know, actually over winters and fallen leaves are many and many moth and butterfly caterpillars will overwinter in the fallen leaves before they emerge in the spring. So that's a pretty cool benefit, right? Now, another thing that this does is it kind of reduces waste, right? This is an actual stat, so I'm going to read it out to you. But leaves and other yard debris account for more than 13% of the nation's solid waste. So, you know, longer story that I'm not going to get into because there's so much to it. But by leaving the leaves, you can help reduce greenhouse gas emission from landfills, right? That's a whole nother story that I'm not getting into. But I thought it was very interesting that leaves and other yard debris account for more than 13% of the nation's solid waste. Crazy, right? I guess the good thing about it is at least it's natural. It's not, you know, plastic bags, all those things sitting in a landfill. But it's still sitting in there nonetheless. Now, what else? Some will call it a time saving. I mean, I think the, you know, the people who, whoever in the house rakes the leaves and cleans the yard is going to say, yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. I don't want to have to rake the leaves. Not so quite. You actually should be, you know, raking some of those leaves and maybe putting them into the garden beds instead of just leaving them in the lawn, right? But it's going to help preserve the winter. It's going to be, you know, act as a mulch. It's going to act as a cover. One of those things, right? Now, a couple other things. Now, if you want to leave the leaves on the lawn, I actually recommend mowing them with a mulching mower first. Right? Because you don't want to really leave the leaves on there because sometimes they just, they can sit, and if we have a late season where it is still sunny late, it could actually affect the greening, it could affect the way that it pulls the, you know, the light in, etc. But mulching them is almost creating a compost a little bit quicker for them and gets them to where they need to be. A shredded matter is the way to go with it. Now, like I said before, you can use this in your garden beds, which I really prefer this, but I still think shredding them is the way to go. Because we're almost acting like we're turning it to compost a little bit. I mean, think about this. A full leaf needs to dry out, completely break down, then it can start working as that compost. Whereas a leaf that's fallen on the ground that you've mowed up and chewed up and made into smaller pieces is going to get to that part quicker than if it were a full leaf, right? So that's one of the things. That's why I'm saying shred them first. Another thing you could do is say you get them into piles. Let them break down a bit before you put them in to the garden beds, right? So if you get them into big piles, then you move them in. Allow them to dry out a little bit, right? Again, I'd almost, you know, mulch them from then, but it makes it a little bit harder when it's a giant pile. Trust me, I've tried with the mower, just saying, all right, I'm going right in. And you go in, and then it just, the mower is like, it just stops. This is not what we want to do. But I think letting them, you know, decompose, you know, maybe it's from a cleanup in the spring. So at the end of the season, when we're cleaning those leaves out of the garden beds, we put them into a pile, let those decompose, break down, and then use that leaf pile as your cover for next year. Maybe, right? Another thing we should be doing, and that's why I was saying the leaves that fall on the lawn, use your mulching mower. Because to make the compost better or a little bit stronger, we need to actually combine those leaves with some grass clippings, and it actually helps make that compost go a little bit quicker. You'll hear people call it brown material and green material. I mean, it's a simple, just look at the colors of them, obviously, but what you're going to want to do is, you know, keeping those moist and mixed and whatnot, it could actually really be some strong compost for next year. So, those are some of the things and some of the ways that we should be looking at leave the leaves this time of year. Now, there are a number of things that should be, you know, reasons why, right? But I want to talk about it a little bit more. And this isn't just about leaving the leaves now and then cleaning up in the spring right away. I mean, think about this. When we go to do cleanups in the spring, we're doing it early, usually in the months of April, early May, right? So we're cleaning out these leaves. But let's think about something here. We talk about not planting a lot of certain tender plants until after the first frost, right? That first frost in New England can be mid to late May and sometimes even June. Now, if it's not okay to put the plants out because the plants are too tender, which means those flowers aren't going to be out there, do you think it's okay to remove the leaves from those areas if the pollinators have overwintered in those leaves? I mean, think about this, right? This is definitely something that I want you to think about. Leaving the leaves is an investment in time. It's not just now, it's in the spring as well. So think about it. We're going to go into it more because I think there is so much we could talk about. We have to hit a break. When we get back, more information about what we can be doing to finish up the season. So stay tuned for that.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Don't give us a call right now because we are actually giving you tons of information that you should be using this time of year. I am away for the show today, so I want to give you some more live information. I know I keep saying it, but I just want to make sure because you might have just tuned in and was like, oh, I want to call today. I have some questions. Don't do it today because I'm not here. Anyways, we are talking about leave the leaves, right? You heard me talking about all the benefits of it. And what I started talking about was, you know, how when you need to remove it in the spring. Now, we have been trained that in April, in early May, we clean all the leaves out, we get everything clean, we compost and we put mulch down. Well, if you're leaving the leaves, that is the wrong approach to it. I'm telling you right now, if you leave the leaves and then remove them in April, what you did didn't change anything. It just saved you time. And the idea behind this is to help our pollinators, other insects that are essential, right? These ideas that come out, they've been talked about of what to do. But I honestly think that one of the things that we don't look at is later. Later on, we kind of just say, oh, in the spring, we're going to clean up. But if you're leaving the leaves, realize you do not clean the garden in the spring. You need to wait until late in the season because you've done all this work all winter to protect the pollinators. And then if you remove it too quick, you're killing everything that you saved. So I want to make sure that you realize this, right? So it's definitely important. We could do some of the same things by doing mulching now, or putting salt marsh hay down later, or putting compost down, right? You know, some of these leaves are going to fall and be there naturally anyways. But the idea here is leaving the leaves is going to protect them. But there are other things we can do. Use mulch. Use salt marsh hay. Use a straw that has weed, that is weed-free. I almost said that is full of weeds. I didn't mean that. That's weed-free. Those items we can leave a little bit later. Having a little bit more mulch, perfect. Having more compost in there, it's going to be more beneficial for underneath. It's going to fill the soil with nutrients. But I just want to make sure that you all know that if you're going to leave the leaves and you're going to, you know, start to understand it, this isn't something where we leave them for the winter and then clean up in the spring and start fresh, because then it just defeats the whole purpose. So that's part of it, right? Then we're talking about, you know, our pollinators, right? Those pollinators that are overwintering there, usually moths and butterflies, in just the small leaf. Then there's the other animals that are in there, right? It could be a number of things. I just want you to think it fully through. You know, think about the whole process. This isn't just about a trend of doing right now, right? When you look at it, you're like, oh, it's cool, let's do that. But it is something that can do, that you need to do pretty much throughout the season and kind of just leave it, right? So, wanted to touch base on that. But what it leads me into discussing is this time of year, mulching and putting compost down in this fall time frame versus doing it in the spring, right? It's better to do either as long into the spring as possible or in the fall. Because what happens when we mulch too early is it actually can start to warm up the soil underneath it, waking up the roots of the plants, and it can actually lessen aeration and kind of compact the soil. So I want to touch base on that a little bit more, because the fall is actually the best time to mulch and put compost in your garden beds. So let's talk about that on the next break, after the next break, because we have plenty to talk about. So I'm going to take a break here. We get back mulching and compost in your gardens this time of year. We'll be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. New this Sunday morning, lawmakers kicking the can down the road and voting in favor of a 45-day stopgap measure, so the government is running today at full speed. U.S. funding for Ukraine not included in this bill. President Biden signing the bill at the White House and the administration then releasing a statement from the president saying, "There's plenty of time to pass government funding bills for the next fiscal year, and I strongly urge Congress to get to work right away. The American people expect their government to work." The dryout continues in New York and New Jersey after torrential record-breaking rain. Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
A deluge of rain causes flash flooding in New York City, disrupting subway service, inundating ground-level apartments, and turning some streets into small lakes. Almost 8 inches of rain fell in some parts of the city.
This is USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Don't look for that phone number because I am giving you tons of information that is timely. I am away this weekend. I'll be back next week. But I wanted to continue on with the theme of what we're talking about is what to do this time of year in the fall. And I started talking about mulching, right? The idea behind mulching is it helps retain moisture, suppress weeds, regulate soil temperatures. Those are the main, you know, the basics, right? Those are the basic reasons of why we mulch. But I actually think the fall is the best time to actually accomplish all those things. So we can look at it and we say spring. Spring, we want it to look good for the year, we want to do these things. Well, by mulching in the fall doesn't mean you can't mulch in the spring. What you can do is do your major mulching in the fall. And then in the spring, do some touch-up so it looks bright and has that nice color to it. Because, as I was stating prior, what happens is it starts to, if you use this in the early spring, right, April, before anything's really starting to wake up, what's actually happening is you're warming up the root system. You're actually waiting, you're actually getting that plant active before it's ready to be active. And we're in an area that, you know, it gets cold winters. And so by doing it now, it's going to also protect our plants. So let's look at it both ways. Spring, some will say it's the best time to mulch. Why? You're going to reduce the annual weeds in your garden. You want it to look fresh and clean. Fall, best time to mulch is the best time to mulch because you're usually super busy in the spring. Everything's starting to wake up and you're looking good. You're also not really concerned with how it looks at that time. Or the other reason why you do it in the fall is because you live in an area where it gets cold and you're looking to protect your plants. So those are, you know, spring fall reasons. Now you can do either. Honestly, up to you. But if you're going to do it in the spring, I want to recommend late spring. So end of May into June. couple reasons, right? First off, like I was saying, you don't want to warm up the soil. Second, April showers bring May flowers, right? But if there's a lot of showers in April and you mulch, you actually could keep more moisture in the soil than's needed and actually keep that those plants waterlogged. So that's why you want to wait till the end of spring for stuff like that, right? Now, another reason to wait till late spring is, you know, the seasons kind of go all over the place. You just don't know when it's going to start opening up. And if you put the, if you clean out the whole area first and then put mulch down, some of those, you know, some of that debris that was in there could affect those pollinators that we were just talking about with leaving the leaves. Now, if you were to mulch in the fall, you know, now, next couple weeks, you could put the mulch down and then leave the leaves right on top, and it's a double insulation for your plants, right? Some of your, you know, perennials, I mean, remember this past year, we were planting, got everything great, and then this spring, more perennials and roses died than most plants, right? Some of your more established shrubs and trees stayed, but perennials and roses were the ones that died the most. So wouldn't this year be like, I don't want to have to spend that money again in the spring? That's where mulching comes in, okay? So another thing to add to this whole process is also composting. It's not necessarily setting up a compost area. It's using compost in your gardens to feed, more nutrient-rich, to allow it to just seep into the soil slowly, right? So putting compost down around is a great one. There's a product out there right now from Sweet Pete, right? Sweet Pete has, it's an enriched mulch where it's got the fertilizer type aspects to it with the good nutrients plus the mulching. Now that would be a perfect combination to be putting down on the veggie garden or on the gardens right now to protect for the winter. In these next couple weeks to protect it, right? Because as it breaks down, it's putting those nutrients into the soil, and then it mulches in at the same time, gives it a nice darker color. I mean, it's a win-win right there. So that's something to be thinking about doing this time of year. Or even just a compost. And it's not just about putting it in your garden beds or your vegetable garden. It's also putting a nice thin layer of compost over your lawn. You know, just a top dressing. Because one of the things that we forget about, and we talk about, you know, soil tests, all these things, and all the nutrients that we need to put in the lawn, and the fertilizers, etc. But organic matter is actually super beneficial for your lawn. Obviously for your garden, but it's just as beneficial for your lawn. And we don't talk about it as much. It's not something that I talk about as much, and I should. So, this is that time of year to be doing that. Now, I talked about composting, right? Now, this is the perfect time of year to be doing it. Because all these leaves that are falling, too, could go right into it. All the plants that you are cleaning up from the garden, all the annuals that you might be throwing away instead of just throwing them in bags and getting rid of them, throw them in a pile. Turn it into a compost pile. And then from there, you know what I want you to do? I want you to actually grab a bag of Espoma's product. It's called Compost Accelerator. The Compost Accelerator should actually be used this time of year when you are getting a compost started. It's actually the best time to be doing it because you're getting rid of all those extras from the lawn, from the garden, from the lawn, etc. So this is the time to use it. So if you want to start composting, now's the time. Think about it. There's a lot to do for it. So the product that I'm talking about is called Compost Starter from Espoma. All right? You want to use this product in a compost pile. It'll actually, on the bag, will give you all the details. But think about a 4x4 area. Right, you're going to put all your debris in there. You're going to put the compost. You're going to do about 6 to 12 inches deep of this. Then you're going to put a cup of this per 16 square feet. Water it in, then put more on top of it. But you do it this time of year to help accelerate that whole process. Now, I mean, think about the cleanup that you do. It's not just the leaves. It's all the annual plants, like I was discussing. It's the veggie garden, right? Everything that's in there that you're getting rid of, throw it into the compost. Get all that extra waste in there. But this compost starter has some microbes to actually help get a little faster and healthier compost. So this is the time of year to do it. It's also a pH balance balancer, so it's good for it. It's great. And Espoma has a lot of great products, and we'll touch base on a couple other things that we should be doing this time of year with those Espoma products in the next segment here. But starting that compost is the perfect time is right now. Now, while we're speaking of adding things to composting from the veggie garden, I'm not looking for you to rip up the plants from the garden. And you've heard me talk about this for a number of years here. Leave the root system intact. Cut the plant down to about an inch or two above the ground. Use all the plant that you have left that you're going to get rid of. What I would do is throw it in an area, mow it a little bit so you can kind of cut it up and break it down a bit so it kind of gets into a better size to create the compost quicker, right? So that's definitely something I would look to do. But don't rip out the root system in your garden beds. Because leaving those roots is actually going to be more beneficial than using a compost in there. Now, here's why. You spent the entire season working on that vegetable garden. You probably fertilized multiple times during the season. Hopefully, you used a product with mycorrhizae or mycotone from Espoma, right? So what does that mean? Those roots are just everywhere and filled. And the microbes that they are living in the soil are just so active that if you rip those plants out and rip the roots out, you're ripping up those microbes. Leaving them in there is going to give you a head start for next spring. So just cut the plants out. Leave the root system intact. Don't touch it. Let it be. You can even put a cover crop on top of it. That's fine too. But the idea here is when the season is over, do not rip up the root system. Because you're going to rip up the microbes that are going to get you started earlier next season. You know, I've mentioned it before, but Jeff Lowenfell has written multiple books on microbes. He lives in Alaska. He's looking for anything that's going to help get that season started earlier. And this is what he does. If it works in Alaska, I think it can work in Massachusetts. All of New England, for a matter of fact. But you get what I'm saying. It is super important to do this. And then next year, you can plant right around it. That stem is probably already rotted away or broken down. You can kind of pull that stem out, cut it out, and just plant around it. You could also use that cover crop on top, right? Using that winter rye. Put it right over the top, let it grow in there, and then you can kind of help break it down in the spring, get it into that pile. But hey, if all the plant material that you cut out and then brought into a compost pile and started breaking down, the next season is going to be your compost to add to that anyways. So it's just a perfect circle here. It just keeps going. So really, I think it is super important to start thinking about these different processes. It's not just one season and done. it's all year and living this way with it, because it can be very powerful for our plants to not have to do as much long term. Our plants can just live and do their thing. So just something to be thinking about, and something, you know, that this time of year, we're just so interested in getting it done and being cleaned up. Maybe leaving not only the leaves, but the root systems intact is the way to go. So we'll go over a few more things I want to talk about. It is time to be fertilizing your evergreens, your plants, etc. for the spring. So we'll go over that on the other side of the break. Until then, we will be back in a few minutes.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here. We're giving you great information about what to be doing in the garden. And like I said, the last segment, I want to talk in this segment a bit about fertilizers and what we should be doing this time of year, right? You probably, you're always thinking about fertilizing the spring. Get that good stuff going for your plants. But some of your evergreens and some of your, shrubs, trees should really be fed twice a year. And you should be feeding in the spring and then late fall. But in the fall, we're only using half the rate, right? We're only going half of what you should be using in the fall. Now, the Hollytone is one of our major products. And this is Biospoma. It's got the mycotone in it. It's got everything that you need for bigger, better blooms and foliage, slow release, everything that you're looking for. Right? But here's the thing. We're looking for evergreens and all evergreens except arborvitaes and boxwood. For years upon years, you've probably heard me and others say arborvitae and boxwood should be using Hollytone because it's an evergreen, right? But no, not the case. That one we're going to use plant tone. But let's talk now about Hollytone. So we're looking at your acid-loving plants, trees, and shrubs. We're talking rhododendrons, spruce, pines. We're even talking about mountain laurel, azaleas, andromeda. You want to go into some of the perennials that you could even do. Bleeding heart. Lily of the valley. Those are a few. We're also talking about hollies, hydrangeas, dogwoods. So these are all options. But these are ones that in the fall, right now, we should be feeding at half the rate. So how much do we use, right? So simple, on the back of the bag it has this information, but I'm going to read it to you right now. So for trees, you use 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter. Triple the quantity for diameters 3 inches or larger. So, for shrubs, a cup per foot of drip line diameter. Double the quantity if drip line diameter is 3 feet or larger. So those are the two majors that we're thinking about, right? Both of these should be fertilized on the drip line. So what's the drip line? The drip line is however wide that plant is. So if it's a tree, however far the branches go out, and where, like, you know, kind of picture it. Put your hands out. However far out your fingertips are, that's your drip line. Now think of it as a tree or a shrub. Same thing. We want to put that fertilizer on the drip line, and we want to water it thoroughly. Now for a shrub, you can actually just put it around the drip line and then water thoroughly. Or if it's mulch in those areas, you want to kind of remove the mulch a little bit, fertilize that way. Or if you're doing it on top of mulch, you double the rate. So you would just do a full rate in the fall. But for trees, those are the ones that at the drip line, we want to actually get little holes in the soil. I always say do like 4 holes around the drip line. Divide how much you have by 4 and then put those in the holes. So that's how you're going to fertilize, and that's how much you're going to use, right? So like I said, 1 cup per foot of drip line. Now this time of year, it's 1/2 cup per foot of drip line. Because you don't want to do too much. We put too much, even though it's a low, you know, NPK, it's still going to push growth. We don't want to do that. We want to get it ready for the winter. We want to get it ready to protect itself and be strong for next year. So when next year hits and you fertilize, it's ready to go. Now another one we should be using is Plantone. Plantone's the one we should be using for arborvitaes and boxwoods. You can use it for so many other plants as well. This is one that you would look on the back of it for established plants, a cup around the drip line of the plant. Same type of idea. Use a half. We're doing 1/2 the rate in the fall. So something to definitely be thinking about this time of year. These are all Espoma products. You can go to their website at espoma.com for more information. They've been in the industry for years upon years. They are awesome, so definitely look into them. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.